Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations as it has now been revealed to his holy prophets and apostles by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Thus ends the reading. Though we observe the Epiphany now on a Sunday, it's traditionally celebrated by many people on January 6th, known to those churches as Christmas. It is the solemnity on which we celebrate the mystery of the Gentiles as co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. And while it may have been a mystery then, many no longer consider it so, that is, unless they are Palestinian and Christian, or Christian living in any of a number of cultures where they are such a minority, their faith is not recognized by others. It may even be feared. What does it mean for us, though, to say that the mystery was made known to me by revelation? I recently read a small book by the North American novelist Ann Patchett. It was called What Now? An extended version of the commencement address she was invited to give at her alma mater, Sarah Lawrence College. It was excellent, of course, as she described her life and the long years that it took her to put into practice all the lessons she learned from her teachers, her mentors, and her friends. Becoming an award-winning novelist did not come easily for Ann Patchett, and neither did becoming a commencement speaker. The mystery for her that was made known by revelation was that she submitted her text to an English professor she had had as an undergraduate, and he had returned it to her with plenty of critiques. By putting herself in the role of student again and paying attention to those critiques, she was able to salvage her commencement speech and her reputation, not only as a novelist, but as one who belongs to the institution. And that's what it's like sometimes. Revelation is a gift that we need to pay attention to. In today's reading from Ephesians, Paul says the Gentiles are co-heirs, co-partners in the promise. Unlikely as it seemed, that is the solemnity that we celebrate today. So what will this gift mean for the future? For one thing, it means that the church is solidified. It is one, whether Jew or Gentile, no matter your national heritage, whatever your background, you are welcome here. This is the message of today's solemnity. The Magi in Bethlehem are non-Jews, but they belong. And so do we.